WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump hitting the campaign trail tomorrow, a day after another attempt on his life. Secret Service agents spotting a man with an assault-style rifle at Trump's West Palm Beach golf course, where he was playing on Sunday.
Yesterday's incident comes just 2 months after the assassination attempt on Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. After the shooting in July, the director of the Secret Service resigned, and Trump's security increased with bulletproof glass being set up at his outdoor rallies.
ABC's Christiane Cordero, a 58-year-old man named Ryan Routh, is in custody. Officials are looking into whether he was upset with Trump's position in Ukraine. TikTok is facing a hearing in Washington today. The owner of the Chinese company denies allegations that the app can be used as a propaganda tool and is fighting in order to either sell it or be banned. Mediation efforts begin tomorrow between Boeing and its union workers over a new contract. And Shogun winning big at the Emmys last night, taking home 18 prizes. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The remains of a 3-year-old Wisconsin Dells boy were found Friday in Manitowoc County. The boy had been missing for nearly 7 months. According to the Two Rivers Police Department, the skeletal remains that were discovered on a private property in the town of Two Rivers are those of Elijah Vu. Elijah was reported missing on February 20th. His mother, 31-year-old Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, 39-year-old Jesse Vang, are both jailed on child neglect charges. An area hunter who owned the property discovered the remains and immediately notified authorities. Vang reported that he awoke from a nap to find Elijah missing on February 20th. The criminal complaints in Vang's and Bauer's cases state that Bauer, from Wisconsin Dells, sent Elijah to Vang's home in Two Rivers for disciplinary reasons. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Pick it up at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
99.7.
Because I had to flare, I was ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol. Und alles rief, da kann man rock me, aber der ist du mit. Und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money in die Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rock-Idol. Und alles ruft noch heute Captain Rock Me Up. We'll be right back.
90s, and more.
Call me, 99.7 Max FM.
I hate myself for loving you. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 13 minutes after 7 on this Monday morning, Finn. And a beautiful start to the day, even though it's going to get a little bit warmer as we go through our Monday. How's it going this morning?
You know, it's gone pretty well. It was an interesting weekend. So,
okay. So, what happened then this weekend?
Okay, so not bad. I mean, it wasn't a bad weekend. It was just kind of an interesting weekend. So, on Friday, we found out that my almost 2 months of rest and relaxation will be coming to an end.
Oh.
Because we're going to be starting our next production. And
nice.
First read through is tonight. It is for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, so one of my favorites.
That is starting. So I've enjoyed the past couple of months, and now it's time to do that again. But that
right.
means work. So Saturday, we were supposed to go to a concert on Saturday night.
Okay.
We were supposed to. Okay, but the road trip itself, we had kind of discussed it. Chris and I had discussed it over, you know, a couple of days. And the road trip itself, because our son was staying over at a friend's house on Saturday night.
Okay.
But the dogs were here alone, okay? So, well,
sure.
they were going to be if we had gone to the concert, okay? But the road trip itself would have been too long, and we didn't feel comfortable
right.
leaving the dogs here for so long, so that we decided to pass on it.
Sure.
Which was, you know, I mean, swallowed the cost of the ticket
yes.
prices, but whatever.
That's always hard, yeah.
We rested and relaxed. You know, we were, we had a fire in the backyard and just kind of chilled out. So
right.
it was nice. And then, so then yesterday rolled around, and you know, just the usual stuff, grocery shopping
sure.
stuff, blah, 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 blah. And then, so then Phoenix had his rehearsal for the Youth Symphony.
Okay. Yes.
So we took him to that. That was fine. And but he did not get any sleep the night before because he stayed over at his friend's
right.
house. So they basically,
sleepovers.
You know,
they'll
teenagers,
do that to you.
You know. Stayed up pretty much all night, didn't get any sleep, you know, came back home. He was totally, you could tell he was tired, okay?
Right.
But he didn't go, did he go to bed? No, he didn't
well,
go to bed.
Not.
He stayed
That's not
up
what teenagers
until,
do.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then the Emmys.
Yes, the Emmys. And we were going to talk about those here this morning because we do have the entire list of winners. And obviously, I'm not going to bore everybody with every single category. But now, overall, before we jump into who won what did you think of the Emmys? Obviously, you have an opinion of how you think things went down last night. So what did the Finn household think of the Emmys last night?
So first of all, I didn't even plan on really watching them, you know.
I got to be honest. I didn't watch any of them. I forgot they were even on TV last night until I looked at the list this morning. I was like, huh, I should have probably checked those out a couple of times.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, award shows just really aren't my cup of tea. But
sure.
So I turned them on and started watching them. Eugene Levy and Dan mm-hmm. Levy were the hosts. They were, I mean, they're great. I mean,
they're an amazing father-son duo.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah, and there was a kind of a reunion of the Creek at the
mm-hmm.
end of the program or what. I won't recap too much, but it wasn't, it had its moments. It
sure.
had its moments where you just kind of went, huh, that's interesting.
You know, I've and, got, you got to wonder at some point if the way the TV audiences are starting to shy away from these award shows, right? If at some point maybe they become an all streaming thing, they move over to some streaming platform. I mean, are you really, I feel like you could probably get a rerun of some of your favorite shows and for some of these networks get better ratings than I think
mm-hmm.
they do sometimes on these award shows, right? I mean, that's
right.
how I feel. I don't think they'll ever do it tradition and all that, but never say never because, well, networks like their money and they like their ratings, and it just doesn't seem like these award shows are pulling in much of each anymore. At least
yeah.
that's my take on it.
Yeah,
but
it seems like the ratings are basically tanking
mm-hmm.
and, you know, so I love The Bear. I think The Bear is
yes.
is a great show.
Dexter's
okay.
favorite new show.
Oh, so he's watching it now?
He's watched the entire thing and is already rewatching everything that he
oh,
can. And
that's
has
awesome.
And
yeah.
has insisted that now Corey and I start it when we have some time as well,
mm-hmm.
because he's like,
mm-hmm.
you're going to love it.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Yeah.
Is it a comedy?
Right.
Not really. I mean, it has its
yeah.
funny moments, but they cleaned up last night at
right.
the Emmys,
yes.
you know, and I'm happy to see them get their acknowledgement. Okay.
Yes.
But I don't really think it's a comedy, but
right.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it has funny moments, yeah.
Again, each their own kind of thing. I don't ever know what to say about it, because, you know, I don't want to insult somebody who's like, yeah, I think the bear is the funniest thing on earth. Yeah, I don't, okay, sure. I've heard from several people, including you, including my kid, that it's more a little bit like a dramedy, more towards the drama than the edity kind of portion of it. So that's kind of what he said as well. But let's run down the list of what won last night. And by the way, it was somebody over on our text line says it's better to record it and then just go through all the boring stuff when you watch it.
Just do the highlights.
Yeah, yes, exactly. So for a drama series, Shogun was the winner. That's an FX series, which also won big last night at the Emmys by the looks of this list. For comedy series, I was so excited about this one because we've talked about it. It's one of my favorite new series from HBO Max, Hacks, which stars Jean Smart. And she actually picked up an award herself as, I got to find her here on the list because they misspelled her name. Lead actress in a comedy series. She also won that for Hacks. And she actually just celebrated a birthday this weekend, too. So it's kind of cool that we're talking about her. Lead actor in a drama series went to Hiro Yuki Sanada for Shogun. The best supporting actor in a drama series. I agree with this one because I think The Morning Show is a phenomenal series. Billy Crudup actually won. That's on Apple TV, of course.
Okay.
The lead actress in a drama series, I hope I don't butcher her name too much, Anna Sawai, who won for Shogun. You have the best supporting actress in a drama series, which went to Elizabeth Debicki for The Crown, which is a Netflix series. Lead actor in a comedy series went to Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Best supporting actor in a comedy series went to Ebon Moss Backrack for The Bear.
That was cool.
Well, you know, obviously, here's the other thing that you're seeing as you go through this list. There's not a lot of shows from network TV that are actually winning anything anymore. It has all become like the streaming series of greatness is essentially what it's become for a lot of these award shows. Let's see, what else do we have on this list? I mean, Jodie Foster picked up an award. Now I'm going to just do some of the highlights. A lead actress in a limited or anthology series or movie. Best talk series went to The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Best scripted variety series went to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which was on HBO. He's won big the last few years at the Emmys as well.
Yeah.
And then because we still need to acknowledge that there is reality TV out there.
What's up with that? What is, I mean, I guess it makes sense. It makes sense. It's a show. It's on television.
Right.
So it probably should be included with the Emmys and should, but
maybe.
Really?
Sure. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, it was The Traitors from Peacock, if you've ever seen that. So I don't even know what that one's about, to be quite honest.
So kind of the one network show, like actual broadcast TV show that is still on that won an Emmy.
Now, there was also a little bit of controversy at the Emmys last night because Jelly Roll sang a song about depression and suicide for the
morning. Memorial for
I was like, M's, they're trying to roll off the tongue. It's early on a Monday. My goodness. Anyway, for that segment, and it rubbed some people obviously the wrong way. So there's a little bit of discussion about, was that the appropriate choice? A lot of people didn't think so due to the song's subject matter. One person on X, Twitter, whatever we're calling it these days, said, quote, choosing to sing a song about depression, suicidal thoughts, and hanging on is a curious choice for the in memoriam, there we go, section of the Emmys. Did I miss something with the way these folks passed? You know, obviously there was a little criticism over that. There was also some criticism over the fact that Shelley Duvall, who produced several beloved anthology series of the 80s and 90s,
was not in that series of people.
So there's been a little controversy. And we saw a little controversy very last award show of the year where they skipped a few people, too. And everybody was like, why would you skip that human being? That was a great person. And a couple of them had literally just passed away. So it wasn't like you could even forget them because we had literally as a country just talked about it or, you know, watch services for these people and watch other celebrities pay their respects on social media and in interviews. So it wasn't like you could just skip out on them and forget that it had happened because it was literally like just a couple weeks before. So little controversy around the Emmys this year.
And I mean, I didn't... I guess I wasn't so offended by the Jelly Roll performance, but what I will say is I never think that they should use a song for the tribute. I think they should, you know, have the orchestra play some type of
harps, violins.
Exactly. Doesn't need a song. We don't need that. I was actually more offended by Jimmy Kimmel, who came up on stage.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, up on stage right after the tribute with a picture of Bob Newhart in the background, you know, projected.
Sure.
And he made a joke, basically made a joke out of the people that passed, the celebrities that passed away in the past year. I wasn't
amused
by that.
That feels like bad taste.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I asked Chris about it, too. I'm like, so let me ask you.
Yeah, that you feels a little bit like some bad taste, quite honestly. Hey, we've got something fun we've got to do here this morning because we've got to give people a chance to win. I don't know. I think the Emmys pretty much speak for themselves. Let's give away maybe some cash or some jewelry here
this morning, Finn,
and qualify some people for a trip to see Green Bay take on New Orleans. So here's how this is going to work. It's our new statewide text to win contest. We've done these before. We're going to give you a keyword here in just a moment, and we're going to tell you when we give you that keyword if this is an hour where you might be one of the winners who gets cash or gold jewelry. And of course, if you are selected as one of our winners, then you automatically go into the drawing for that pair of indoor club level seats to see Green Bay take on New Orleans on Monday, December 23rd, right before Christmas game. I mean, hello, that doesn't sound horrible, right? So this word of the hour, Finn, is football. Football is your word of the hour. Now, in order to get us that word, you need to text us using your Civic Media app. If you haven't already downloaded that, super easy. Go to your Google or your Android store or your Apple store. Download the app. We're usually the very last station. You'll see Max the Mouse's face. Click on that and then text us the word football. And this hour, you are texting to potentially win some cash in this statewide text to win contest. Again, your word for the 7 o'clock hour, football. And if you are chosen as one of our winners, you'll automatically go into the drawing for Green Bay and New Orleans on Monday, December 23rd. All right. So that's what you got to get us this hour. I know that was a lot of information really, really fast. Get used to the rules, though, because this is a contest we're going to be doing for a couple of weeks. So the point about that is you're going to have plenty of opportunity to potentially win some really great stuff. Now, we do have to take a look at the forecast. Have you stepped outside this morning?
No.
I was pleasantly surprised because last night, boy, this is a story for a little later on. We'll get into it. We figured out how critters have been getting into our roof, and it looks like it's been an ongoing problem for years and years out here at Goose Poop Pond.
So
we'll get into that a little later on this morning. But, you know, we were finishing up in the dark because that's what good homeowners who don't love the heat do. And it was very muggy last night. So when I stepped outside this morning, I was pleasantly surprised that it was actually cool, very nice. Ice out. And unfortunately, we're going to warm up today. If you're somebody who doesn't love warm weather, 88 is the high today with lots of sunshine as well. Partly cloudy down to 58 tonight. Then really the rest of the week, we're looking at lots of sunshine with temperatures just kind of hanging out in the mid 80s. We are definitely in some sort of weird pattern. It feels a little late in the season for this, but hey, Mother Nature, we're not going to argue with you. Right now, it is 63. It's time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for Baraboo Oktoberfest, presented by Fairfield Inn and Suites in Baraboo. Enjoy a taste of Bavarian culture with an authentic ethnic festival celebrating Wisconsin's German roots. There's going to be great live music, German cuisine, and Oktoberfest-style beer on tap. This event's going to be held on the grounds at Circus World. The event is from 3 until 9 p.m. Great live music starts at 3:30. All the details and ticket information can be found at OktoberfestBaraboo.com. Again, this is Saturday, September 21st from 3 until 9 p.m. at Circus World. And the Laval American Legion Post 242 is going to be hosting their spaghetti dinner. This is going to happen on Saturday, September 21st from 4:30 until 7 p.m. Great way to support the Laval American Legion and enjoy some delicious food. Again, 4:30 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 21st. And then mark your calendars for the next Saturday, September 28th, for Kindfest at Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This great day of events includes music, games, and community. West on 12 will be performing, plus you're going to have a bags tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and mental health resources. This will be from 1 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. Find all the details by searching Kindfest on Facebook.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with 99.7 Max FM. Listen to Max FM while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Just download the Civic Media app and listen at 7-Eleven 1 and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored locally by Shields Fireside Hearth and Home of Baraboo, State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo, and Sagna Fjord Winery of Wisconsin Dells.
99.7
You give love a bad name. There is Bon Jovi, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Got to tell you, it's feeling very much like a Monday. I am cutting everything very close today. I usually am a little bit more organized than that. Got my stuff a little bit more together. No, today I am cutting everything very, very close. Not ready for anything to start, anything to end. Here we are, though. It's a Monday. I'm going to continue to eat my apple cider donut because, yes, I am, in fact, enjoying an apple cider donut. Thank you, Dave and Wendy Grant, for those from Oakwood Fruit Farm. And I'm going to get through this Monday just like everybody else. Just one step at a time and then hope for another weekend very, very soon. All right, so we are taking qualifiers in our statewide Text to Win contest. We are giving away either $100 in cash to one lucky winner or maybe some gold jewelry. I'll tell you which one you're qualifying for right now. Plus, if you happen to be one of those daily winners as you're entering, you're going to be entered to qualify a pair of indoor club-level seats to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. And your word for this hour, again, using your Civic Media app, a totally free download if you go to the Google Store, to the Apple Store, is football. Football is your word of this hour. All you have to do is text us 355-9970, and you are going to qualify for some cash, $100 to be exact. So text us right now. You have until 8 o'clock to get us that word of the hour. Again, your Civic Media app is what you should be using. $100 cash is what you could win if you get us that word football by 8 o'clock. All right, so that easy. Plus, then you're going to be entered into the grand prize for those two seats to see the Green and the Gold play. Now, coming up yet this hour, we're going to have birthdays and anniversaries. If you're celebrating or maybe know somebody who is, you still have plenty of time to text us. 355-9970 is your number. We are also going to have a detailed look at sports in just a moment. Speaking of the Green and the Gold, they got a big win at home yesterday in the home opener at Lambeau Field, taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Malik Willis and the entire offense and that defense, special teams, all around good team win. They got it done. 1-1 is officially their record. Chris Hobler, Packers expert, going to be joining us later on this morning as we talk about that game in more detail. But a look at sports in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a detailed look at your forecast also here in just a moment. Warm over the next few days. 88 today, sun and 85 for remainder of the week. Corey Hartman's going to tell you more next here on 99.7 Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gap Brothers Real Estate Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have the Joseph Zirin Estate online-only auction ending at 10 a.m. There's a preview at our auction facility in Reedsburg today from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. This auction features 40 firearms, wooden duck decoys, lots of other hunting and fishing-related items. This catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Then on Thursday, we have the John Bellin Tool Collection online-only auction. Very large auction with some very good collectible tools. There's a preview on Wednesday from 9 to 1 at our auction facility in Reedsburg. This catalog is also open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Also look for this week our September Farm Consignment Auction. That'll be ending on September 26th. That catalog will be posted on Wednesday. You can check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to 1 1/4 inches and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Packers ran for 261 yards, 151 from Josh Jacobs, in a 16-10 win over the Colts on a hot, steamy day at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Malik Willis completing 12 of 14 for 122 yards and a touchdown as the Packers ran the ball on nearly 80% of their snaps. Green Bay now 1-1. They'll travel to Tennessee next week. Vikings, the only team in the NFC North without a loss. Minnesota knocked off San Francisco 23-17 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Lions fell to the Buccaneers 20-16, and the Bears lost in Houston last night 19-13. The Brewers' magic number to clinch the National League Central remains at 3 after their 11-10 10-inning loss to Arizona. The Brewers went up 2 in the 10th, but Jared Koenig surrendered 3 in the bottom half as Arizona comes out with the win. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers knocked off Lake County 5-4 in Game 1 of the Midwest League Championship Series. The Rattlers need one more win to pull out the title. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for grilling any time of the year. Pick it up at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently 59 degrees. 99.7.
7:40 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. We hope you are having a great start to your day. Wishing you were back on weekend time. Yeah, we're all there. Here's Billy Ocean right now.
She's simply awesome. She dashed by me in painted on jeans. And all head turned cause she was the green. In the blink of an eye, I knew her number and her name. Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:43 right now. And Finn, we are still taking qualifiers this morning to go for the green or the gold in our Civic Media statewide text contest. This hour, you are going for the green, which means $100 in cash just by texting us the word football through the Civic Media app, which you can get in your Google store, your Apple store, absolutely free. Find Max the Mouse's face, tap on that, text us the word football, and you're going to be qualified for $100 in cash this hour. Now, throughout this contest, though, we'll tell you whether you're qualifying for the cash or some gold jewelry. And of course, everybody who enters is also qualified for the big grand prize, which is a pair of indoor club level tickets to see the green and the gold in Green Bay take on New Orleans Monday, December 23rd. I mean, let's think about that. What a great Christmas gift that would be for somebody, right? Maybe the ultimate team fan, and you're sitting inside floor-to-ceiling windows, and you're watching the game in panoramic views, and you're eating lots of great food, and your tushy's not getting cold, and you can actually move your arms because you don't look like the abominable snowman. So these are all really good things, and the reason why you are texting us the word football for a chance at that $100 in cash and to qualify for that experience to watch the Green Bay play in New Orleans. And that's why you got to get us the word football by 8 o'clock this morning. All right. That is your word of the hour. Football is what we need you to text in by 8 o'clock. Now, I told you that we finally figured out what's going on out here at Goose Poop Pond, right? So we had an adventureful weekend. And when I say adventureful, I mean, it was wonderful because we stayed home and we watched the Badgers game. That was not a great game. If you watch the Badgers, there was so much hype going into that one playing Alabama. Quarterback gets hurt early in the game, and it pretty much just did not go the Badgers' way on Saturday. Then, of course, speaking of the green and gold, they take the field yesterday, so we watched a whole lot of football and watched them get their first win of the season with not Jordan Love at the helm, Malik Willis. Who would have thought we'd even be talking about that this morning? Now, the major part of our weekend was the fact that I cannot handle the critters anymore. I cannot do it. I will not do it. I cannot do it, and I won't be doing it. And I basically told my husband that he either figures out where the critters are going, coming in, he finds somebody to do it, or I'm burning the house down. I'm remotely kidding on the third one. But so my husband finally realizes that this is a serious problem. I mean, it's only taken me 3 years, and the actual act of arson, or the actual act of saying the words that I might
That's
commit
what it
arson
brought it to its attention
right.
here.
Yeah, right. And so my husband goes out on a ladder, and what he finds is that when they put new siding on our house, there is a little nook between where two of our different roof angles join that they just left a big gaping hole. Now, this has been obviously a problem way before we moved into this house, because when he climbed up there yesterday, he found boards that they'd stuffed in there at one time. There was lots of back rod. There was tons and tons of caulk, all different colors from over the years, where somebody has actually tried to fill this gaping hole. You could see little paw prints up the siding. You could see tail slithers up the siding. It's obviously a problem. So it was
and
hot.
Just discovered? I mean,
this was just discovered. We just found it.
You've had the bat guy out there, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. This is where the bat guy actually put one of his traps and didn't bother to tell us that there was a big gaping hole going into our attic. What do we pay people for at this point in time? Mm-hmm. So at any rate, we get out the ladder and we get out all the tools. Now, mind you, we are not construction people. We do not woodwork. We do not do anything like this ever. It was also very hot yesterday, and my husband does not do well in the heat. So he started out earlier in the day until about 1:30, and when he just couldn't take it anymore, he's like, I'll go out later. So, of course, we do our best work at night in the dark as we're trying to
take care. Critters.
Yeah. Right? Right, exactly. So we ended up having to take off part of the fascia of our house, part of the eave, and really just filling up a bunch of holes and putting new metal in there so that they can't chew through, and really just blocking off all paths they have to get to the roof. Now, we're not completely done. He's got to go out there today. He's got to put some of the pieces back together, but he clogged the holes last night, and miracle upon miracles, there were no footy prints above my head last night. There was no noise. There was no scritching. Nobody was running around. There wasn't stuff happening.
Nice.
Oh, it was glorious. And I actually slept through an entire night. Again, miracle upon miracles. But no, we've got to finish it up today. But we finally discovered it, I think we may have taken care of it. I don't want to get too excited, right? Because things happen. But I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that with the work that he did yesterday, thank you so much to my husband, that maybe we've got the critters taken care of.
Hopefully. Now, what brought it to this point? What was it that you made you say, that's it, I've had enough?
The fact that the other night I was sleeping, and critters, we know when they're small, they like to get in between things. I could hear them running through the walls behind my head. I was done. I was absolutely done. I got sat straight up in bed, and if it wouldn't have been 1 a.m. and I didn't know how tired my husband always was, I probably would have marched down, handed him a flashlight, and said, go find them now. But I kept my composure through the rest of the night, listened to a move around in my ceiling, listened to a move around above my head, and I kept my composure, and then I tackled the whole problem the next morning with him. So yeah, when you have to literally basically say, I'm going to burn the house down if you don't do something about this, that's when he knows things are serious and he should probably handle it.
Yeah. You know, we went through our own little adventure with all of that. Yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
In fact, we had fascia problems too, you know, some serious stuff where, okay, are they getting in through this little spot here?
Right.
Because obviously, you know, and obviously they can get in just about anywhere.
Right, because they can make themselves super flat. Now, the thing about it is he went through the rest of the fascia along the house, and it was almost like maybe they ran out of materials on this one corner, whoever did the siding long before we got the house, and was kind of like, you know, let's just put this in here, because there's supposed to be channels where things lock together. There was none of that. None of that had happened on that corner. Everything else is solid. Everything else is absolutely solid. You couldn't see any little footy prints, any tail, you know, swishes along the way. So it was obviously this one place. We're pretty sure we've never had bats in the attic at all. We're pretty sure it's probably been those stupid little brown squirrels that the kid who lives across the street now feeds.
Keeps
so
feeding.
I hope they all go over there. Mm-hmm. And we're pretty sure it was also mice. So that's, you know, plus we got a few photos. It was a big enough crack and gap that if you parted it, you could get photos of what it actually looked like right on the other side. That's how big of a gap this was. Mm-hmm. And he was able to get a camera in there. And yeah, no, it's not. It's not. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty. So
I bet.
We're very fortunate that we finally figured it out. I mean, again, it kind of irritated me that we bought this house and we even had the home inspection and all of that. Nobody found the gap and nobody bothered to tell us that this was a problem, because there were 28 layers of caulk, all different colors, stuffed up in that hole. And then we had to peel all of that back as well. So let's just keep caulking it. Now that'll solve the problem. No,
sure.
No, it's not. It's not solving
throw some
the problem.
Caulk at it. Be so forewarned, people that are just thinking about buying their first home. You know, be aware of that stuff. Because I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, but a routine home inspection,
they don't
does
usually
not
find
really
that kind
cover
of stuff.
They don't. It doesn't cover pests.
The home
stuff,
inspectors
right?
are great, right? But they go around and they flush your toilets and they flip on your faucets and they maybe turn on some light switches and maybe check heaters and central air conditioning. Make sure that there's weather stripping around all your doors and windows and all of that kind of stuff. That's what they do. They make sure that most stuff is in good working order. I mean, they don't have time to get into the nitty gritty of it. And really, in some houses, would you really want them to? I mean, most house sales probably wouldn't go through. Let's be honest about, especially if they're older. So they don't really, you know, get into the nitty gritty of it, but kind of wish somebody did at some point. But I couldn't believe the bat guy actually had a trap right at the place where we were working. We even had to pull his stupid little bat trap down, and all he'd done is the same thing, is just like oozed a bunch of caulk in there and tried to call it a day. I was like, are you serious, bat guy? We had a thing, we had a relationship, and this is what you give me back? This is not,
it's a relationship, and it ain't cheap, let me tell you.
No, really, it's not isn't. That was the other thing that was really irritating about the whole thing, but hopefully now we have it rectified. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Yeah,
because I know what that's like. We went through that.
It's an awful feeling to hear things moving above your head in the middle of the night.
How do you sleep
during that.
Well, you don't. And then I worry they're going to jump out of things. Like, I'm always worried that if I turn on a light, I'm going to find some little face or something staring back at me. Nobody needs that kind of pressure in life, Finn. I mean, nobody needs that.
It's too much.
It is too much. It is. Absolutely. All right. So we have to take a look at this birthday list that we have here today, because we've got some good celebrity birthdays on the list. And before we jump into this, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, whether it's birthday or anniversary, you still have time to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. So starting here at the top of our list, Nick Jonas is celebrating a birthday today. He is 32 years old. We also have Ian Harding on the list, Ezra on Pretty Little Liars. If you are a fan of that show, he is celebrating his 38th birthday. Max Minghella, who is Commander Nick Blaine on The Handmaid's Tale. He is 39 years old. Speaking of Handmaid's Tale, Alexis Bledel is also celebrating a birthday today. She's 43. Now, on The Handmaid's Tale, she played the underground resistance member Emily, but a lot of people probably don't know her from that role. They're going to know her best as Rory on Gilmore Girls, because she was so amazing. I mean, let's face it, that was a great series, kind of a cult classic for a lot of people at this point. Amy Poehler, oh, love her. Leslie Knope on Parks and Recreation. She's Joy in Pixar's Inside Out. And of course, we all remember her from SNL. So talented, so funny. She is 53 years old today.
That's who I think Lorne Michaels should hand the keys to the kingdom to when he retires.
Maybe Amy, it'll be both. Maybe Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Yeah. They do a lot together, so that wouldn't be out of the question either. Mark Anthony, former Mr. Jennifer Lopez, celebrating his 56th birthday. Now, speaking of Jennifer Lopez, big tabloid news here this morning, because Ben and J-Lo were spotted having brunch together with the kids Saturday at a Beverly Hills hotel. According to witnesses, they looked pretty darn friendly for a couple who's getting a divorce. Now, they were sitting at a separate table from the kiddos. They were holding hands. They were kissing. But before anybody gets too excited, a very close source to the couple says the divorce is still on. Apparently, the kissing and the hand-holding is just the perk of knowing that you're no longer going to be together. They just basically got themselves together so that the kids could hang out, because, you know, divorce is never easy. The kids became really close during the relationship, and so they want to be able to let the kids keep that bond.
That's cool.
It is. I agree with that. Yes. Yeah. But they're kind of giving mixed signals to have the rest of the world, are they not? I mean, let's be honest.
Those two crazy kids.
I know. They just can't leave each other alone. They can't get enough, can they?
They are like the Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor of our generation. They really are. They get together, then they divorce. Then they get together again, then they get divorced. Then over and over.
I know. We'll see how long this actually plays out with them. Now, there was also a surprise appearance this weekend from Jennifer Garner, Ben's other ex. She wasn't there to kiss or hold anybody's hand. She was just there to pick up the kids. Somebody's got to do it, right? Let's see. Who else do we have on this list? Molly Shannon, speaking of SNL, remember she was Mary Catherine Gallagher, so funny on SNL. She also played Sarah Jessica Parker's friend Diane on HBO's Divorce. Richard Marx is celebrating. Oh, we might have to pull out some Richard Marx this morning. Should have known better, don't mean a thing. And of course, he had that power ballad, Right Here Waiting. He is celebrating his 61st birthday. Jennifer Tilly is celebrating as well. She is 66 years old, I should say. The killer doll Tiffany and herself in all of those Chucky movies. And then we have magician David Copperfield on the list. He is celebrating his 68th birthday. Mickey Rourke is celebrating. Mickey Rourke. He was Randy the Ram in The Wrestler. He was Whiplash in Iron Man 2 and Tool in the first Expendables. 72 for him today. Now, his career had a bit of a resurgence after The Wrestler. I mean, it had been years since anybody really heard anything from him. Then all of a sudden, he was in The Wrestler. The movie did really well. It was amazing. And then he just kind of picked up more roles after that. Now, they've been pretty low key because he keeps getting a little bit older, but it was kind of cool to see everything he'd gone through in his life and then to see him have a little bit of a resurgence as an actor.
I mean, he's a phenomenal actor,
yes,
and The Wrestler,
agreed,
if you've seen it. Brilliant.
Brilliant yes, performance.
Yes, absolutely yeah. agree. Ed Begley Jr. to wrap up this list. He plays Stan Sitwell on Arrested Development. He is celebrating his 75th birthday. Now, we do have one local birthday we got to pass along this morning. This came in on our text line from Marty up in Green Bay. He wanted to wish a very happy birthday to Lori Downey, celebrating her 70th birthday today. So, Lori, very, very happy birthday to you. Marty, thank you so much for the text this morning. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, easy stuff. All you have to do is be like Marty. Text us, 355-9970. You can do that today, and we'll hold that birthday until you tell us they're celebrating, or you can do it right before we jump into this list each and every day. We're pretty easy like that, Finn. Yeah. We make most things work. Taking a look at the forecast right now, it's really just going to be sunny and warm over the next couple of days. 88 for a high today, and then we're going to hang out in the mid-80s for basically the rest of the week. Corey Hartman's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. Plus, we're going to have a look at ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases.